channel 2 over, beginning with channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of July, 71. Channel 2 over, continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 71.
So, Buddy, he would fix this place. He had his milk in a glass. I said, get a quart jar. I said, look up in the face and get a quart jar and fill it up and set it down. Buddy done it. He jerked it up, Miss Myers, and he went, Buddy, give me some more milk. Can Buddy say, you ain't gonna get another damn drop. So that's all you're gonna get. And he said, when you get that out your plate, you get up and get out. You ain't gonna get nothing else to eat, ain't gonna get nothing else to drink. Got you get a drink of water. And Buddy wasn't getting no more. No, sir. Buddy gave him what he wanted to have, or what he think he ought to have. Oh, but Miss Bessie, she just is kind of course she fix what he bring. We need up that. That's all.
Well, it's a good thing she doesn't have to buy it.
That's right. That's right.
And I never see him at the store that he isn't eating.
I don't tell.
Anytime.
Yeah, anytime. You see him down there eating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every evening, he brings his food over, has a can of something or two cans of something and a carton of something or two cartons of something, loaf of bread.
A picnic? I'd love to see J.R. at a picnic. Mm. He ought to go to these funerals where they have the food to feast,
Mr. I ain't seen to none of them, but he ought to go. Oh, Lord, he ought to go. I never seen nobody eat much at jail in my life.
Yeah.
Now, somebody said, J.R.'s a big man. I said, I've seen big men, and they wouldn't eat as much as me.
Listen,
so that's not it.
I can remember. People don't eat like they used to. I have seen people just sit down and just scoop it in.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't take a little bite of biscuit, you know. They just take a half a biscuit.
At a time?
Yes, at a time.
Well,
I
was
mean
at home?
Them big biscuits, you see. And a great big slab of ham. Great big bites of beef roast. Mm-hmm. You know how nice that old roast beef used to be?
Mm-hmm.
When we had it plentiful, raise their own. Oh, they could eat, yeah. And you know, that's what we used to do on these. we didn't have to get out on the highway and go to the beach and the mountains, you see. Every time
well,
we got a day off.
Well, we didn't have any.
No, sir. We just, mostly stay in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your relatives a few miles off.
That's right.
See everybody.
Spend the day.
And spend the day.
Mm-hmm.
And spend the day. Yes, sir.
You know, I think it's nice to get out like this. Now, I went up to my granddaughter's Monday for dinner. They had a nice little picnic out there. She got a big yard. They had it mowed and cleaned up a nice place for the children to play. Nice shade. We stayed up there till really nice. We like Miss Ma. We got caught in that cloud coming home.
Was that just the family?
Well, mostly, but I tell you, time to get her family, she ain't got so much family, but her husband's got such family, And then his mother, I don't know how many grandchildren she got. I don't know how many grandchildren. She's got a bunch of grandchildren the size of her own grown children. Well, they just got connected and relative. It's big. It's big.
Oh, that's where you are.
Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch there.
Yeah.
Did everybody bring something?
Everybody. Bring something.
Lots of food.
Lots of food.
Now, let me have that again.
Anytime you take a note.
Your granddaughter, it was just her family,
mm-hmm.
her side, and you.
Well, you see, she married into Bailey family.
Yes.
Well, that was Bailey's and Martin's and whatnots and so on and who all.
Well, now her husband named Bailey.
Yeah, Nathaniel Bailey. Yeah. That's her husband.
And then, now how'd it go from there?
Where do they go from there?
His
sisters and brothers and their children and their children's children.
Oh.
Some of them.
And his mother? Who was it? His mother?
Whose mother?
Bailey's. Nate.
Rosie. His mother named Rosie.
Yeah, she's the one with a lot of...
lots of children.
Yeah.
And grandchildren. She got children. Her sister, she got lots of children. Grandchildren and things.
Well, now her sister wasn't out there.
No. She wasn't out there.
Uh-huh.
But her children and her grandchildren was out there.
I Miss Daisy. It must have been a crowd.
Man?
Must have been a crowd.
Oh, it was. I wished you'd have seen them. And I never seen so many children in my life in a long time. But it was from this high up. It looked like to me every other one had a little baby. I told Bess, I said, now, I wouldn't come if I had to bring my baby out here and all these mosquitoes and sand flies and everything out there to bite him. I'd rather be home with him and to tote him around like that.
Yeah.
I didn't care my children to things like that.
You didn't even take your children out in the field?
No.
That was enough to start a school.
Well, they
there.
Were still coming when me and Bessie left. I think we left about 6 o'clock.
And they're still coming.
So 5, something after 5, something like that. Me and Bessie come home. Well, James, he come up there and they couldn't remember where they let the windows down. And this rain looked like it was coming up, so he was coming home to see about his house. So Doris said to me, said, Mama, said, Buddy going home to check the window. Said, do you and Miss Bessie want to go along with him? I said, yeah, I'm ready. I got enough of it. I'm ready to go home. I said, Bessie, you ready to go home? She said, yes, I'm ready. So me and Bessie called Buddy and we come on home. Yeah. And on that road over yonder, just before we turned off that highway, the lightning looked like fire coming in through that window in that truck, that station wagon. What is it? I said, my Lord. And then the rain come down. I thought about that day. Miss Miles said she had to stop on the road.
Yeah.
So, and he couldn't drive fast. Diddles could have got there quicker. The rain was just like a fog. So we couldn't hardly see. But we made it, and I was glad of it.
Glad of your home.
Yeah, me and Bessie got home.
Star stayed.
Yeah, I don't know when she come home.
And you just ate all afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, I think the Star is missing by about 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And they continued cooking and eating. There's barbecue real fish, fried fish. I think that's all the meat they had. No, they had some kind of roast or something. Slaw, salad, ice cream, sodas, these in cans.
Yeah.
There you owe me drinking. They had a big old trash can, they would chunk it in there.
That's where the children learn to eat.
Yes. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, I love to eat out in the woods.
Yeah.
And I do love fish just cooked outdoors.
Oh, they did this cooking outside.
Yes, they was cooking outside.
Yeah.
Had a big old wash pot like that.
Oh.
And just pour the grease in there. Let it get hot. Drop the fish over in there.
Yeah.
Cook them in the wash pot.
Yeah.
Wonder where they got the fish.
I don't know where they got the fish.
See the key.
Some of them was freshwater fish, but that second crew come with there, they had saltwater fish.
Miss Bessie likes fresh.
So, I don't know where they got the fish from. But I know one thing, it was good. They cooked them good.
Miss Lady, you know what to do? You can eat and sit back and let them cook some more fish and everybody else eat.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, you're hungry again.
Ready to eat again.
Now, them children didn't just eat ice cream. They'd eat that fish and barbecue.
Mm-hmm. But see the way they did that. All them chunks, it was two or three sets of them. And they mothers seed after them. They fed them before any of the grown-ups eat. They had she got a nice shed back there. And they made them go back there. They put them back there and sit down. He'd come to the table and get his plate, and he'd go. Next, he'd go back there.
Mm-hmm.
So they went back there to their cells, and that's where they eat. And left, they crashed back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was good.
Mom, I said, well, that's one time they trained them pretty good.
Yes.
There was no trouble. All them children. Then after they eat, all they could hold was a bunch of them got out there and playing ball. They got a big clean place up there.
Well,
really? Mm-hmm. And there was Doris, Eunice, Elizabeth, just a whole bunch of them old women growed up there playing ball. Well, they played until them boys come and they wanted to play. Well, then they had to get back. I told Eunice, I said, poor thing, I said, you can't get up. I said, I don't know how Doris gonna get out the bed. You see, Eunice is big as Doris. A heap of them big ones up there.
You weren't out there?
Whoa.
Well, now, the boys come, and they took over, and they kept on playing.
Yeah, they just kept on playing. But see, when they come and took over, well, there's some more grown-ups done come and brought more stuff to cook. Some of them was study cooking when I left. When Dean bit the lip.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Well, you see, every time a bunch comes, well, then you'd have to cook and feed him. You cook it. They had a table. It was long on this table, but just about this wide.
Yeah.
And they cook it, put it up there, and you serve yourself.
Yes. Just help yourself. Mm-hmm. And eat all you want.
All you want. They had it.
Well, yeah. that was a lot of bunches, wasn't it?
That's right. They had paper plates, napkins,
yeah,
paper cups. Okay, all that. You get your cup,
well,
you
now,
get your drink.
You could name off some of them bunches.
Some of them? No, I can't. Because when I see it present a thing this high, well, I don't know how many different things to put in. It'll rest.
Oh, the bunches of people who came.
Yes.
When is
they,
that?
They had it in a fixed punch in a big old jar concern.
Yeah.
Or something of them. And anyway, you go there and turn it just like it would a spigot.
Yeah.
They had the cups and things that you get out what you want.
Miss Dana, that sounds like they were old hands.
Well, when the children's weren't there, well, some of the grown ups was there to fill their cup and get time and he gone on. Back.
Well, that sounds like they old hands at that. They've done yes, that before.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It was nice.
Yeah. Now, they don't always have it at Elizabeth.
No. Sometimes they have it down there. For Darcy. They've had it down there for Darcy 2 or 3 times.
Well, I never saw that many people do that at Darcy's.
You didn't? Well, there have been a bunch there. Yeah. Now, Sunday forelegs. I think it was. Wasn't that Father's Day?
Somewhere along there, yeah.
Well, Doris had it down there. She had it for her daddy.
And she had all them bunches?
Well, you see, it wasn't as many down there as there was up there.
Yeah.
But she had a crowd there.
There's more Baileys than there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she had it for Ben.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that was nice.
Now, after the children ate out there in that little shed, now where did you all eat?
Well, we had a big place over here with chairs and benches and things like that to sit on.
Yeah.
Well,
now, did
there's some. They would fix our plate, the older folks' plate, and bring it to us. So we sit out there in the chair and eat. We didn't go to the table. And they'd bring us a drink. Bring our drink out there when we get about half through eating. Then they'd bring us something to drink, some lemonade or something. Well, after we finished eating and drinking up everything we could, then they served us ice cream for dessert. So, I had a big time. Right, lazy.
And you could just sit there in the chair and have it brought to you.
You didn't get to talk any.
Oh, no, I didn't have to talk about it. I talked all I wanted to.
You just sat there and eat.
Sit down and eat and mean Bessie talk.
You didn't even
Rosie was gone. Rosie was gone to West Palm Beach.
Well, she wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there. But her girls was there.
But you didn't talk to them.
Not much. I talked to them sometimes. They'd come where I was. Different ones speak to me and stand there and talk a while, going back to their business. See, I ain't had no business but to eat and drink.
And talk. If you had somebody to talk to.
That's right.
But
that's what was with me.
Yeah, but y'all can talk here.
Hmm?
Y'all can until here. Well, now what did you pick up over there?
Pick up? I ain't picked up nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. Pick up nothing. Because you see, there wasn't nothing there for me to pick up.
No. Y'all just passed the time of day.
Passed the time of day. Come home.
Miss Daisy, you could have done better just staying at home and talking to the insurance man when he comes.
Who, me? Oh, that reminds me, Miss Miles, I better go.
Oh, God.
Miss Daisy, how did... Now, you haven't been doing this long, this sort of time over there with all them people.
What people?
You had a... When you all was growing up, how'd you all do then on the force?
How did we do?
Yeah.
Do about who?
On the force. How'd you do when you all was growing up?
Well.
You didn't have all these people then.
No, we didn't have all them at your house any time you wanted. They had certain time to have them. Now, we'd have picnics when school closed. We'd have Sunday school picnics. We'd have school picnics. Well, we'd have a place out in the woods where we'd go. The grown-ups would cook and take things out there. Well, the way they had... They lemonade, they'd have a big keg like that, and they'd make it in that keg.
Yeah.
Well, now one didn't finish that whole keg full of stuff. It'd be two or three of them to buy them lemons and their sugar. And you know it didn't cost very much then.
Yeah.
Not when I was growing up. You could take a little bit of money and do a lot.
Yeah. And mostly just your time.
That's right.
Well, now, who all come when you was, as you were? I'm talking about now when you was old enough, to...
Talking about when I was old enough?
To talk to people.
Oh, well, you see, there'd be lots of folks there then to talk to.
Yeah.
Different ones. He'd be in different places.
Yeah.
Me and four or five may be here on the bench. If we'll talk and look like we're doing so well, some of these gonna come from over here where we was and see what was we talking about so much. Well, we'd have lots of fun like that.
Yeah.
When time to eat, we'd spread our clothes. We'd either have it on the ground or they'd have a long table. Sometimes we spread on the ground, we all eat on the ground.
That's right, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that?
Yes, because then there's the grass a little bit high and you set the salt down and lean over.
You put the cloth down. Spread the cloth down, and if the grass was a little bit high, the cloth would kind of weaken it. Then, time you got the food on there, the cloth was flat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking about now, I would say just this one thing now. I'm thinking about when you all got together and where you all could, you know, just chat like
mm-hmm.
that, just talk, just you and the others at your age and all.
Uh-huh.
Now, was that down here, or was that back up in Georgia?
Oh, that was in Georgia. That was at home.
Yeah.
They don't have picnics like that.
Now, the reason I brought that up, I saw, we went by there the other day, or Suzanne went by to see Miss Mary. And that's what they talked about.
What, who talked about?
Miss Mary and I. She said they used to have picnics.
Uh-huh.
On 4th of July, she said, and everybody in all the country would come.
And that wasn't just family.
No, not just the family. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Just
all around.
Community.
Yeah, the community.
Yeah. And that's where I just picked it up. That's what Suzanne said, Miss Mary says. Says now they all get on the highway and go to the beaches and the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know where the beach was in Georgia. We didn't have any, nobody talking about going to the beach.
Yeah.
We just talk about getting in a place and having a dinner there. And we all meet. And we all catch something.
Yeah. Now you done that every night and then. It wasn't just for
every once in a while. We did it on 4th of July. And we did it the 30th of May.
Yeah.
That's when we would clean up our cemetery.
Oh.
Where we'd have dinner out to the church that day. And we'd work all day while we was out there. We'd clean up the church, clean up the cemetery, freshen up the graves, clean the yard.
Yeah.
And everything like that.
Yeah.
That's what we had for a holiday.
Yeah.
May the 30th.
May the 30th.
And then we would clean up around our church and our churchyard.
Now, up in my country there, along in August, that was when they laid the crops by.
Yeah.
And had the revivals, one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was August a good month for you, too?
Well, it was all right. There wasn't nothing to do.
No.
Didn't have nothing to do but eat, talk, or go where you want to go.
Yeah.
Seems like to me some of our friends used to celebrate August the 8th. Is that?
Say
no.
That.
There's nothing happens on August the 8th.
But August, you'd have plenty of time to get together and have picnics and one thing and another.
Yes. Where your home?
Oh, you mean where I come from?
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina. That's where I was born.
They have a big time up there.
Yeah, I heard they do. I was too little to enjoy it then, though.
Yeah. But you didn't have, Miss Daisy, you didn't have quite so many up there on the 30th of May as you had over here the other day.
Just about.
Did you?
It was the whole community that was everybody's cemetery, you see.
Yeah.
So everybody come.
Well, what I was thinking about now is when you all get together and you know, just talk a little. That's what I was thinking.
And we talk and work too.
Yeah. That's right. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Working don't interfere with the talk.
No.
Where did anybody ever get the idea that you couldn't talk and work, Miss Daisy?
Talking. So, but some folks say you can't. I told them my hand ain't got nothing to do with my mouth.
No.
I work and talk right on.
Yeah. I've been over there at Miss Mary's in the kitchen when she was cooking away, and she talking there. She done more.
When y'all going over there again?
Anytime. You want to go?
Yeah, sometime when you go over there. I can't go over there this week, though.
What's the matter this
I've
week?
I've got to go to work. I'll fool around all the week.
Oh.
And done nothing.
Yeah.
So, I enjoyed my visit. Instead of staying here, so, wonder where my husband.
Wait a minute, please.
Yeah.
Let's see that apron.
I haven't seen that apron, Miss Daisy. Well, it's Bob. Well, wow. Before you see. I sure is.
Have I seen that one before?
This is channel 2 over, around 400, on the 220 machine. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 1971. Suzanne came in the middle. Channel 2 over, around 400, on the 220 machine. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 1971. Suzanne came in the middle. Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 1971. Suzanne came in the middle.